You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's calcium? Calcium, it's an element. All right, so think back to high school and you saw that weird-looking chart in front of the room called the Periodic Table of Elements. That strange chart on the wall was a list of all of the elements. An element is pure stuff. It's a pure substance without anything else. All of the atoms of that stuff or substance, that element, they're all the same. So for the periodic table, calcium would be an element. Its letters would be capital C, small a. You've heard of calcium. It's in your vitamin pills. It's added to various materials to help protect your bones. It's inside of your bones. But it's also one of the most important and abundant elements in the Earth's crust, in the oceans, and even inside of the human body. Calcium is very important for human use. It's used in the metals industry to make aluminum and copper and steel. It's used to make cement. We find it in milk. It's even used to make certain types of paper. It's also very, very important for human nutrition. You'll find it in antacids for upset stomach or for heartburn. And it's in calcium tablets that a lot of people might take as a supplement, as a vitamin, to have proper nutrition. Now, it's important that if you take those calcium tablets, don't take them all at once. Take them throughout the day. And it's also important to take them with food. It's absorbed better in the body if you have food when you take them. Here's an interesting experiment to remove calcium. And you're going to need a couple of easy-to-find items from around the house. You're going to need a jar, a chicken bone, a leg bone, or a drumstick. That works best. And make sure that it's nice and clean. You've removed all of the meat from it. And you're also going to need vinegar. All right, so let's start off taking that chicken bone, making sure that it's nicely loaded with calcium. Wrap it against the table, and you'll hear a hard thumping sound. It's hard. We want that calcium in our bones. We want our bones to be hard, since bones are necessary for supporting our body weight and to be able to withstand exercise and day-to-day walking. Next, take that chicken bone and put it in a large jar and pour the vinegar into the jar until the bone is completely covered with vinegar. Then put the lid on it. Go back every day, every couple days, open up the jar, take out that chicken bone, and either thump it against the table or try to bend it, and then put it back into the jar. Keep doing this day after day after day, and over time, you'll notice that the bone will become more and more rubbery, and it'll start to bend as you move it in your fingers back and forth. Now, it really isn't rubber, but what happened was the vinegar is a mild acid, and it removed all of the calcium from the bone. So what's left is the organic material, the tissue. The calcium, the hard stuff that we want, is gone. It's now inside of the vinegar solution. And what's left is this soft, rubbery bone. Not what we want to have happen to our bodies. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the element calcium, how it's used in our lives, and how it's important to our bodies. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.